Yeah, I do.
And I feel the Lord saying.
I do, amen. Praise the Lord.
It's morning, mate.
Just had a blessed time this morning with Danny. The saints in India send their love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. No prizes for guessing what the message was. And they really loved it. You can't tell people who haven't got anything that God will make you rich. You can't tell people who live with lepers that with a click of a finger you'll be healed and walk in health. So we will eventually be healed and walk in health. But what the message was, the message of the cross, is if we suffer with him, we will also reign with him.
Amen.
Just as he, in the Old Testament, had two streams of prophecy, the suffering servant, the glorious reigning king, so we in Christ, as we suffer and serve, we reign with him, both now and in future in his kingdom.
Amen.
And praise God, they received it. They really lapped it up.
Hallelujah.
They were so appreciative, the fact that, you know, one would... and it's just... God gets all the glory in this. That, you know, somebody would take the... this sounds wrong, but would take the trouble to teach them. They're so appreciative of the fact of someone taking that time. And it's no trouble, is it? I'm using the wrong words. But the fact that the Lord has made us available in this assembly to pray for them, to care for them, to acknowledge their existence, and to minister God's word to them. So throughout the whole thing, I became aware of a couple of things. First of all, that I know nothing. They were teaching me. I've always felt that I learned more from them.
Amen.
Than ever I could teach them.
Exactly.
And God balances that out in the body of Christ. And I just became aware of my abject poverty, that it was all God. You know, I really know nothing. And it's the Lord that put the words there, and it was spot on for what they needed to hear at the time.
Thank you.
That, okay, you're going through your trials today. And there's even the scriptures were there, John 14, about how he's preparing a place. Because these people have got nothing, and they really latched onto the vision that Jesus at this present time is now preparing for them a place beyond their wildest imagination, whatever their present circumstances. And that if we will just continue to endure day by day, God will provide, God will preserve unto his heavenly kingdom. And I just really rejoiced in that. It's the message of the cross, it deals with self, and it causes the Lord to be all in all. And that is the message of the hour. So praise God, and the Lord is faithful. They send their love, asking after you, they're praying for us. Kenya has changed again. The Lord has removed hindrances. They're nowhere to be seen. I'm waiting on the Lord, because, you know, a certain person who shall remain nameless, really crafty, I wouldn't put it past him to be impersonating Duncan. But anyway, let's just say Duncan has made contact. The troublemakers have just up and left. No trace, they've disappeared. The church is still going on. They're caring for the orphans. It was a complete lie. The government did not come to take away the children. I don't know what he was trying to gain from that. They're still in that place. They're still being looked after. Being cared for at school. And praise the Lord, God knows. So I'm before the Lord.
Yes.
About actually going to India, about actually going to Kenya, but through technology I'm able to minister.
Amen.
So we're going to wait. We're just going to wait, let the Lord open. But it's a blessing how he restores, and every time it's the message of cross. We've said in the past that it's deeper life and faith, but actually it's the same message.
Absolutely.
The cross is our faith. Faith is at the very heart of discipleship. Why? Because when we're in faith, we're looking to God, we're not trying to minister to self.
Yes.
No matter what the problem, we just get on with what God has shown us today.
Yes.
He will provide, and that's our faith.
Yes.
So praise God. I was hoping to see you all. I've made a lovely cheesecake.
Oh.
So all the more for us. So praise God. maybe next time you'll come and share with us. Praise God. Anyway, God bless you. I'll be thinking of you with every mouthful. And see you next time. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And cake.
Well, thank you, Brother Bob, for that blessed testimony, and we are seeing God, He's answering our prayers, and as you heard today, there is much for us as a body to pray about.
Yes.
And the Lord has not given up on Kenya.
Praise God.
We faced a great opposition there. They were very strong powers in force there, trying to oppose this message going forth.
Yes.
But God is on the throne.
Amen.
And very often it's simply waiting in God's timing for everything, and He will remove His enemies.
Hallelujah.
Those who are enemies to the cross, to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So please be up in prayer for Kenya and for our brother, for his guidance and direction there, and also with India. We're now at the moment going to be preaching through computer to them, which really is only a substitute, because we know that we're to go there as the Lord leads to minister as well, Bob and myself, in God's right timing. So please be in prayer on that also. Mm-hmm. Well.